This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, November 15th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan is being called out for his fear of the Muslim extremists in Pakistan, who are pressuring him not to let Asia Bibi leave the country. The World View spoke to Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association about the situation.
At any point in time when Asia Bibi is set free, which we believe will happen because she is innocent and has been proven so by the most senior high Supreme Court judges in the country, there is going to be a furore and a backlash that will affect the whole nation. If the longer Imran Khan delays that process, the worse the situation will get.
Chowdhury said Bibi's case has revealed to the world just how much the Christians suffer in Pakistan.
It's finally realized is that minorities in Pakistan suffer greatly. The zealots or extremists have illustrated how venomous they can be to minority individuals, especially those who are caught in the blasphemy web of Pakistan. Laws which obviously discriminate and persecute minorities and have been used as a tool to do so.
Psalm 72, 12 through 14 says, "For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight." Vice President Mike Pence criticized Myanmar's attacks on Rohingya Muslims during a meeting with the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi, reports Christian Today. Pence decried the actions that the military and vigilantes have taken, which has displaced 700,000 Rohingya. Christians in Myanmar are also suffering from conflicts between resistance groups and the country's military, causing 130,000 Christians to flee. The Human Rights Committee at the United Nations office in Geneva released a document last month calling on nations to legalize the murder of unborn babies in certain cases. The document also called for the repeal of laws that would penalize those who perform illegal abortions. Meanwhile, the European Union released a resolution last month directing member states to ban so-called hate speech by critics of homosexuality, gender confusion, Islam, and open borders. Already, Christians in EU countries have faced jail time for criticizing homosexuality based on the Bible, reports the New American. Psalm 2 asks, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." After Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned last week, Matthew Whitaker became acting Attorney General for President Trump. In the past, Whitaker has said that the states have the right to nullify federal law like Obamacare, reports CNN. And according to The Guardian, Whitaker has also criticized judges with a secular worldview, saying judges need to have a, quote, biblical view of justice, end quote. Evangelist Franklin Graham took to Facebook this week to support a Christian woman under fire for her beliefs. As we reported yesterday, Isabella Chow, a University of California, Berkeley student senator, is facing demands for her to resign over her belief that gender is biological and not a matter of choice. Graham wrote, quote, "Isabella Chow's faith is under fire. There seems to be zero tolerance for Christians and the truth of Jesus Christ," end quote. Democrats headed to lead the U.S. House of Representatives are looking to overturn the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, reports Life News. The act served as the basis for U.S. Supreme Court decisions to protect religious liberty in the cases of Hobby Lobby and Masterpiece Cake Shop. Proverbs 28, verse 4 says, "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them." Earlier this year, the Episcopal Church General Convention passed a resolution allowing congregations to perform weddings for men living with men and women living with women who experience unnatural affections with one another, reports the Christian Post. However, Bishop William Love of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany, New York, announced on Sunday that no one in his diocese would perform such ceremonies that are, quote, a distortion of God's design and creation, end quote. You can send him an encouraging email through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In God's providence, former U.S. Marine Brendan Keller has survived two mass shootings, the October 1, 2017 shooting at a Las Vegas country music concert, and last week's Thousand Oaks, California massacre, reports ABC News. During last week's shooting, Brendan immediately got people out of danger and to safety. He said God has protected him.
The only thing I can contribute to is God, his protective hand over me that night on October 1st and last night.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, November 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.